Burrell Swartz. He is the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse. Burrell, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. Good morning.
Appreciate you being on the program. Just wanted to get your take on this casino deal here for the city. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's got a lot of potential, but there's a huge legal hurdle the city's going to have to get over with the Sault Ste. Marie Chippewa tribe. This tribe is somewhat isolated in the sense that most tribes in Michigan are against this sort of thing of a tribe going in and buying property to then so that it can then build a casino on it. And part of that's political and PR, but part of it is a big legal problem. There are very few examples across the country of a tribe ever being able to get this through the courts. And I think the mayor's been quite upfront about that they don't know how this is going to work out legally until they try.
Well, it's evident that they have quite a bit of work put into this because there's an artist's rendering of what it would look like, and there's quite a bit of help coming from the mayor and the mayor's office. How do you anticipate city council and state lawmakers will respond?
Well, I don't know if they've laid the groundwork with city council. Of course, the mayor always has issues with sharing plans with city council in advance. They've had a lot of time. However, this plan was supposed to be announced back around the beginning of October, and then fell through. We heard behind the scenes that there was someone on the tribal council that objected to some facet of it and threw a monkey wrench into it. So word has been out there for a long time now. It may be that the mayor has indeed lined up city council. The state, I don't know. I don't think my recollection when we looked into this back in the fall was that the governor's office did not smile on these sort of arrangements.
Well, Burrell, I want to get your take on the relationship between the mayor and the Lansing City Council. We've had council members on here before to say that they can remember when Dave Hollister was the mayor and that city council would be briefed before state of the cities or before meetings or before projects so that they were in the loop.
And yeah, in fact, Tony, if I may, my recollection is when Hollister was mayor, the mayor sat down with city council at noon Monday virtually every week.
Okay, it seems like issues like that has created this rift that the city council feels they don't get the information in a timely manner, or they don't partner in it. And if you think about politics, a lot of issues like this in other municipalities are done deals because throughout the process, both entities have worked together.
Well, I think the critics are correct. The administration has not been forthcoming with details in advance for city council, and now it's a two-way street. And I think we may be at a critical point here, though, where President Brian Jeffries, who has been seen as on the outs with Mayor Brunero, has come more than halfway, and supposedly they sat down together and we've already seen action on the Waverly Golf Course, which is important to the administration. Brian Jeffries said, I'm going to move this thing along. He did it. It's really, I think, going to come down now perhaps the mayor's relationship with Carol Wood, but he may not need Carol Wood much longer.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the mayor handles this because there's so many issues to deal with. You've got the state and you've got the city council, and then you've got the moralist out there who will have a challenge with it. And we had someone on earlier this morning wondering really if all the money they say will go to education or to the city will go, that there is data that states just contrary to that. Usually the profits, most of the profits go to the the reservations right. themselves.
Yeah, and I think local merchants need to be very concerned about this because often this money does indeed stay with the casino. People don't necessarily go out to restaurants or do any local buying any more than they would have otherwise.
All right, Burl Swartz is the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse. Burl, thanks so much for coming on. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tony.